followed by Thailand.
Thank you, Madam Chair, Excellencies, distinguished ladies and gentlemen. It is indeed a pleasure for me to participate in this conversation about water resources and water resource management, and how do we adapt and build resilience in the face of the most complex existential threat to mankind, climate change. The late, great Bob Marley said, and I quote, "The greatest of a man is not in how much wealth he acquires, but in his integrity and his ability to affect those around him positively," unquote. I bring to you today my views on where we are and how we shall proceed, given the fact that I recognize that we are falling behind in our SDG targets, particularly SDG 2. It is of paramount importance that we recognize that the whole world faces similar issues as it relates to water resource management. In listening to the McDougall lecture, I was convinced more than ever that unless we put in the effort now, at a time when we are particularly against the movement of the clock, we shall find ourselves even further behind. Our sustainable development goals, SDG 2, zero hunger, SDG 3, good health and well-being, and in fact, SDG 12, responsible consumption and production, are paramount in everything we do. The world's food security must also embrace the SIDs, the LDCs, the LLDCs, and we must be careful that in everything we do, we don't leave them behind. Above all, in the global context, you may recognize that these prolonged effects of climate change has given all of us similarities, prolonged droughts, prolonged floods, and indeed limited rainfalls to do rain-fed agriculture. There is a need, of course, for us to respond. In responding to building resilience and making sure that all have adapted carefully, we must also make sure that we do the things that would involve proper investment and proper spending and bring about change. Certainly, within a domestic context and what happens in Barbados, we are making all efforts to make sure we respond, adapt, and build resilience. To this end, we are recognizing that in the face of climate change, there may very well be limited production of food at times. We also face with health care challenges, obesity, NCDs, and the like. The non-communicable diseases will continue to affect not only Barbados, but the world over. We must now seek to reduce NCDs and also make sure that we produce healthy, clean foods. This, of course, means reaching food sovereignty. So we are challenged to make sure we have food security, nutrition, and food sovereignty. To reduce the cost of production, Barbados is faced with reducing its food import bill. I believe we can do better. An effort is being made at my ministry to make sure we reduce our food import bill from $445 million by taking the first step by the year 2025 across an entire CARICOM effort to reduce the region's food import bill by 25%. Barbados is listed among the 10 most water-scarce countries in the world. This in itself speaks to the challenge that we face. In an effort to make sure that we keep our farmers empowered and enfranchised, the government of Barbados and through my ministry sought to develop a water augmentation program that resulted in millions of dollars being spent across the entire country in rural Barbados and urban Barbados to make sure farmers have access to water through irrigation systems. To this end, we have developed reservoirs in water-scarce areas so that farmers can have access to water on a daily basis. One such reservoir to the east of the island has resulted in government spending $1.1 million in order for us to allow farmers on 60 acres of land to have access to irrigation water. We've also spent close to or $500,000 at another location to the north of the island, which will give us an opportunity to produce our own planting material by developing a state-of-the-art orchard facility and at the same time building a reservoir to provide water. Equally, we have started an urban project that allows for us to use technology and introduce new agri-food processing systems across the island, thus giving opportunity for young people and females to participate. Therefore, we've started the Farmers Empowerment and Enfranchisement Drive, its acronym FEED, which is deliberate, to help and help young people participate. I believe collectively we all can do it, but we must move at pace. I thank you.
Thank you.